வசுதம் தேவம் கம்ச சானூரமர்தனம் தேவகீ பரமானந்தம் கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும். This salutations to Devaki's son, Sutam Devam, who has killed Kamsa and Chanura in not only 5000 years back, now also in our heart, and brought immense delight to Devaki. To that Sri Krishna, our salutation. The topic today is Gita Jayanti. Few days back we had Ekadashi. Every Ekadashi has a name. This Ekadashi which went through, it was called as Mokshada Ekadashi. In the month of Margashira Masa, on that day, Bhagavad Gita was given by Bhagavan Sri Krishna to all of us through Arjuna. Moksha means freedom. Da means giver. One who has given the freedom to us through Bhagavad Gita is Mokshada Ekadashi. In Adi Shankaracharya, in his commentary to Bhagavad Gita, he says, Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanye Shastra Vistarehi Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padma Vinisrita. Gita Sugita. Gita, it's a song, it is not an ordinary song. Sugita, it brings a good to you. When you have the bigger Bhagavad Gita, Kimanye Shastra Vistarehi. What is the need of expounding all the other Shastras? This has come from the Mukha Padmasya, Padmanabhasya, from the lotus lips of Padmanabha. From the Padmanabha himself it has come. There is no higher Shastra than Bhagavad Gita. And Gita, when you start saying, Gita, 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 it becomes Tyagi, Tyaga, Tyaga, Tyaga. Ultimate message of Bhagavad Gita is Tyaga. What is the one message of Bhagavad Gita? Tyaga, your life must be of dedication, of sacrifice to others. The ultimate message of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, there are many profound speakers, many profound messages. But we should know from where it is coming. The profoundness of Bhagavad Gita has gone up further because it has come from Lord Himself. Bhagavan Himself, it has come when it has come from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, there are many Gitas are there. Many Gitas are there. Like Karna Gita, Bhikshu Gita, Rudra Gita, many Gitas are there. But this one is called as Bhagavad Gita. Gita is feminine, fit for singing. Bhagavad Gita goes in many meters, mainly in Anushtup Chandas and some in Trishtup Chandas also are there. Mainly it goes in meter, fit for singing. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is not, Sri Krishna is not talking like many religion talking about thou shall do or you will rot in the hell. Not that one. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna has given this one to us as he has come down to give us a message, and he says this profound message, Vimrishena Asheshena Yatechasi Tata Kuru. What you contemplate on Bhagavad Gita, contemplate on that one and do what is right. Bhagavan has given us the freedom. Freedom, this concept is there only in Sanatana Dharma. In other religion, this freedom is not there. They say you shall do, otherwise you will go to the rot in the hell. And Krishna, Krishna means one who attracts. We all get attracted for many things, maybe money, job, children, name, fame, home, business. But all the other attractions initially looks good, but ends up in disappointment. Shri Krishna is such an attraction. One who gets attached to him, connected to him, they get elevated. He pulls them us. Pulls us up like when a seed is thrown in the seed, the shoot comes out. It gets pulled. Other type of attraction, fireflies gets attracted to the fire, get consumed. The flies get attracted to greasy things and get stuck. Some flies sit on the carnivorous flower, they close on them and they die themselves. Whereas Bhagavad Gita, it is not a text for Hindus alone, it is not a text only for Indians, it is a text for the whole of humanity, and its relevance, it has a relevance to everyone, irrespective of our profession, our background, our age. Bhagavad Gita has a message for children. Many children are here, youths, adults, professionals, old people, person to die, it has a message. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna is not a noun, it is a adjective also. Nama Rupa Visheshana. Like Vishnu Sahasranama says, Namani Gaunani. Sri Krishna is not just a 5,000-year-old, he was there. Krishna means one who attracts everything. Whatever is there, like gravitation, he pulls everything up. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says why he comes down here. Time to time, he gives this message to humanity. Our life has become very monotonous. No joy, no thrill in our life. We start going down. Sri Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever people, dharma, only living for day-to-day life, no vision for my life, only thinking down, what is in for me? When the adharma has gone, he, to uplift the morale of the people, he comes down to our level. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Time to time, to re-establish the dharma, he comes down. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters. 18 is a special number. 1 and 8. What is the 1 and 8? Is 1 in Sanskrit, kaka gaganga cha cha ja. Ja is 8 and yara la ya is 1. 1 and 8, ja ya. What is the one message of Bhagavad Gita? Is jaya, victory. Mahabharata has 18 parvas. Mahabharata war was fought for 18 days, 18 akshohinis, 18 battalions. And Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters. Bhagavatam has 18,000 verses. 18 Puranas are there. 18 indicates victory. Bhagavad Gita's message is victory. The first message of Bhagavad Gita, first word is dharma. Dharma, first word of Bhagavad Gita is dharma. Last word of Bhagavad Gita is mama. What is Bhagavad Gita? Ultimate message is mama dharma. What I have to do? As a housewife, householder, student, professionals, what is the dharma it is talking about? First word is mama. First word is dharma. Last word of Bhagavad Gita is mama. Mama dharma. And it is starts with Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre, Kshetre Kshetre Dharma Kuru. Another message, whatever is your profession, Kshetre Kshetre Dharma Kuru, lead a righteous life. Lead an ethical life, it starts off with that one. And to understand the Bhagavad Gita, in the first, we always take sides. My family, I take side. Sri Krishna says, come to the center. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, I want to see who wants to fight with me. Senayor ubayor madhye ratam sthapayam echuta. Between the armies, place me. I want to see which side. I don't want to take side. I want to see the which side is good. I want to analyze. And in the second chapter, Sri Krishna talks all of us. Klebhyamma smagama partha naita tayopapadyate. Kshudram hridaya daurbhalyam tekto tishta parantapa. Don't be a weak person. A sunken person. Klebhyamma, don't talk like an important person. Come up. Your life is to celebrate. You have to celebrate your life. You must get up. Get up and act. Nobody is there to wake you up. You have to wake up. Klebhyamma smagama partha. Shake off your weak-heartedness. Tekto uttishta. Uttishta. Sri Krishna four times tells all of us to get up. You have been sleeping in your life. Uttishta. Uttishta, he is telling. Get up. Not to sleep. And in the second chapter, Sri Krishna talks about Karmanye vadikaraste ma paleshu kadachana ma karma palave turbo mate sangosta karmani. Throw your heart behind, result will come by itself. Getting an opportunity to do work also, it's a blessing. Throw your heart behind your actions and results are not in your hands. Results will come. The results are in my, when to give the result, it is in my hand. Do your best as an offering. And in the third chapter, Sri Krishna talks about Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharatam. Yadyada charati shreshta tattad deva itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate. We need to have a role model. How to do? Now here Yogiji, he is Yogi Devraji and his team worked very hard to make this program a grand success. A third it's a yoga summit. It is not an easy effort. They have taken a lead. It is talking about have a role model in your life and follow their path. We don't know what is right, what is wrong. Follow the paths of the great people. In the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about pranayama. It's a yoga summit. What is pranayama? Apane juhati pranam prana apane tata pare prana apana gati rudva pranayama parayana. When the pranayama, inhalation and exhalation, a point will come in your life, you are neither inhaling nor exhaling. That point, Sri Krishna talks as pranayama. In the 5th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about how to do the meditation. He talks about Shambhavi Mudra. Sparshan krutva bahir bahya chakshus chayvantaro bro vantare bro pranapana samo krutva nasabhyantara charino chakshus chayvantaro bro. When you are sitting for meditation, roll your eyeballs as if gazing between the eyebrow center, prana apana gati rudva, prana apana samokrutva, and relax your breathing, smooth breathing, nasabhyantar, be aware of the air movement in your nostrils. Breathing has become very slow, small, shallow. experience the breath in your nasal and grace between the eyebrow center, he talks about the Shambhavi Mudra. In the 6th chapter, he talks about Uddhare Ratmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadet Atmaiva Atmano Banduho Atmaiva Ripuratmanaham. Wake up! Get up! Uddhare Atmanam. You have to raise yourself. Nobody can uplift you. You have to do it yourself. Uplift your mind. Never allow your mind to go into depression. Associate with positive people. Uplift yourself. He talks about how to sit for meditation. Shucho deshe pratishtapya stiram asanam atmana. He talks about what is asana. Asana, before this one there was asana session. Various asana we are doing. Ultimately, the purpose of doing asana, stiram asana atmanaha. You are able to sit in one posture without any discomfort. Patanjali also talks about sthirasukha asanam. Here, Sri Krishna also talking about sthiram asanam atmanaha. Nati chritam nati nicham. While sitting for asana, not to get into anxiety mode and depression, not to have expectation or depressed, steady your asana. He talks about lifestyle for yoga people. Yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta supna obodasya yogo bhavati dukkaha. Be mindful of what you eat. Your lifestyle matters. The food you eat, yuktahara viharasya, your recreation, who are your friends, when are you sleeping, when are you getting up, these all matters in your yoga. If your yoga means health, Sri Krishna is giving a health tips, how to be healthy. And Sri Krishna says, yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachami na pranashyati. Yomam, one who sees me everywhere and in everyone who sees me, that person is never lost. That person, I won't forsake that person, and that person is never lost. And in the 7th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about Matta parataram nanyate kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarva idam protam sutre manigana iva. Sri Krishna talks about Matta parataram nanyate. Beyond me, nothing is there. All the beads are supported by the thread which is hidden within. Sri Krishna says, I am the thread within everyone in the whole universe. I am not visible. But because of me, like how beads are strung together, I support the whole world like a thread not seen. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajantyante kalevaram tam tamai vaiti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavitam tasma sarveshu kaleshu mamana smarayudhyacha mai arpita mano buddhi mame vaishyasya sam asamshayah. Whatever you think, and you in the last minute of your life when you are dying, whatever you think, you will get that one. What you think in the last minute, whole life, what you are thinking, that alone will come. So, Sri Krishna says, not to go into a wrong destination. Tasmat, always think of me. Think positive, think noble, think good, think noble, so that in your last minute of your life, you will depart, you finish the game of your life on a positive note. Not to spend your last evening time of your years in regret. Not to, Sri Krishna says, think positive, think noble, always think. Surrender to me, Sri Krishna says, I am easy. In the patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktya upaharta ashnami prayatatmanaha. What you can do, Sri Krishna says, give your best. Even a spoon of water, one flower, one tulsi leaf, and one fruit, patram, pushpam, palam, one leaf, Whatever you give with the devotion, I take it. I take it, Sri Krishna says, Tasma, again he talks about, Tasma tvam uttishta yashovalabhastva uttishta. He's talking us, again, get up. Tasma tvam uttishta yashovalabhastva jitva shatrum bhunkshvarajyam samriddham mama yuvaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. Sri Krishna says, you are just an instrument. If you are successful, not to take credit. Sri Krishna says, like in operation theater, doctor uses some appliances, psychiatrist some knife, but we are like instruments in his hand. Sri Krishna says, you get up, make a sankalpa, I will achieve great in your in my life, make a sankalpa. Sri Krishna says, behind the scene, as a doctor operating with the instrument, he will use us as an instrument. And in the Sri Krishna here, in the 11th chapter, he talks about yoga. It's a yoga summit. Mat karma krit mat paramo mat bhakta sangha varjita nirvairva sarva sarva bhuteshu. Nirvairva sarva bhuteshu yah samameti pandava. He talks about four yogas: mat karma krit, mat paramo, mat bhakta, sangha varjita. Mat karma krit, karma yoga. Mat parama, jnana yoga. Mat bhakta, bhakti yoga. And sangha varjita, raja yoga. Karma, jnana, bhakti and raja yoga, Sri Krishna talks about nirvairva sarvabhuteshu yasa mameti pandava. No animosity, be a dear to everyone, no hatred to anyone, lead the all four yogas will lead you to the great heights in your life. In the 12th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about what is bhakti. Bhakti is not just an outer show. Bhakti is not just going to the temple run. Sri Krishna talks about what is the quality of a bhakti, bhakta. The quality of a bhakta we have to inculcate. It is not an outer show, outer cosmetics. Sri Krishna says, inculcate these 40 qualities of this bhakti, then that devotee becomes very dear to me. I can say, I am very devoted to God. But whether God likes you, Sri Krishna says, acquire these 40 qualities, you will become dear to me. One who has become dear to me, Kim Alabhya Prasanne Shriniketane, what is not possible? What is more to be achieved when you become a dear to God? We will go through that 40 qualities. Advaishta sarvabhutanam maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankara samadukka sukakshami santushta satatam yogi yatatma drida nischayam mai arpitamano buddhi madbhakta same priyaham yasmano dvijate loko loka no dvijate chayam harsha marsha bhaya udvegaihi yasa ಪ್ರಿಯಹಂ ಅನಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಶುಚಿರ್ ದಕ್ಷ ಉದಾಸೀನೋ ಗತವ್ಯತಃಂ ಸರ್ವಾರಂಭ ಪರಿತ್ಯಾಗಿ ಯೋ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತ ಸಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಯೋ ನ ಹೃಷ್ಯತಿ ನ ದ್ವೇಷ್ಟಿ ನ ಶೋಚತಿ ನ ಕಾಂಕ್ಷತಿ ಶುಭಾಶುಭ ಪರಿತ್ಯಾಗಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮಾನ್ಯ ಸಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಸಮಶತ್ರೋ ಚ ಮಿತ್ರೇ ಚ ತಥಾ ಮಾನಾಪಮಾನಯೋ ಶೀತೋಷ್ಣ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖೇಶು ಸಮಸಂಗ ವಿವರ್ಜಿತ ತುಲ್ಯ ನಿಂದಾ ಸ್ತುತಿರ್ ಮೌನಿ ಸಂತುಷ್ಟೋ ಯೇನ ಕೇನಚಿತ್ ಅನಿಕೇತ ಸ್ಥಿರಮತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮಾನ್ಯೇ ಪ್ರಿಯೋ ನರಃ ಏತು ಧರ್ಮ್ಯಾಮೃತಮಿದಂ ಯಥೋಕ್ತಂ ಪರ್ಯುಪಾಸತೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾನ ಮತ್ ಪರಮಾ ಭಕ್ತಾಸ್ತೆ ಅತೀವ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ. ದ 40 ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಅದ್ವೇಷ್ಟ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅದ್ವೇಷ್ಟ, ನೋ ಎನಿಮಿಟಿ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೈತ್ರ, my friendly or very friendly person. Karuna, very compassionate. Nirmama, no attachment. Nirahankara, no ego. And samadukka sukha, equanimity. And kshami, very forgiving person. The eighth quality, santushta, always happy. and satatam santushta. Satatam means always striving, and next one satatam yogi yatatma, control over the senses, and next one is dhrida nischaya, firm conviction, mayarpita manobuddhi, 12th one surrender to me. And Shri Krishna talks about yasmano dvijate loko, you are not a trouble to others. Lokano dvijate yaha, you are not disturbed by the world. And harsha, no, very grounded person. Harsha, joy. And amarsha, amarsha means no anger. And bhaya, mukta, fearlessness. And udvega mukta, no anxiety. Anapeksha, not to, I want that one, I want that one. Lessen your needs. Shucha, purity. And next one is daksha, means alertness. Udvega gatavyata, no anxiety, detachment from udasi no gatavyata, not attached to the outcome of the what it is coming. Sarva arambha parityagi, give up the notion of I am the doer. Yona hrishyati, no elation, na dveshti, no hatred, na shochati, no sulking, no grieving, na kankshati, no craving. And shubha ashubha parityagi, beyond, go beyond the shubha muhurta and ashubha muhurta. Sama shatro cha mitre cha, balanced mind with everyone, the enemy and the friend. And manapamana sama, the equanimity in honor and dishonor. Shita ushna, in the cold and hot, it's the same. Samasanga vivarjita, in the detachment in the company, and enjoying the quietness, spending time for oneself. And tulya ninda stuti, indifference to praise and censure. And it's mauni, observing silence. Happiness without any cause. Santushto yena kena chitam. Children, be quiet. You have to listen. And freedom and steadfast, sthiramati, steadfast, straight, level-headed thinking. Aniketa, aniketa, no attachment to the home, my building, my property. And yatoktam pariyupasate, living as per the dharmic life. Shraddha, having a faith in the path. And matparama, surrender to the Lord as the highest. Shri Krishna says these 40 qualities, a devotee, one who acquires this one, ativa me priyaha, that devotee becomes extremely dear to me. In the 13th chapter, Shri Krishna talks about amanitvam madam vitvam ahim sakshanti arjavam acharyo upasanam shaucham sairyam atma vinigraha. Amanitva, not to run after your recognition. I want the certificate, my name should be in the paper, and I should be, everyone should praise me. Not to go after your name and fame. Amanitvam adambitvam, not to show off what you don't have. We project out what we don't have. You, not to be adambara. In Kannada they say, no adambara. Simple living, high thinking. Ahimsa, your life is led on ahimsa. In Bhagavad Gita, in the war front, Shri Krishna tells Arjuna, observe ahimsa. Observe ahimsa, yet do that job. Ahimsa means not to become a doormat. The message of ahimsa was misunderstood by Gandhi. Gandhi, I am openly saying, Gandhi misunderstood and he misled the generation for 75 years. He said, if somebody slaps on you one cheek, show the other one. That is not the message of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, you have to stand up. Don't become a doormat. Doormat. Not to allow others to exploit you. The message of Gandhi got to be corrected. It's the time has come. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about ahimsa, observe the ahimsa. Not to become, but telling able to have a courage to do the right. Not to live in a life in fear. Stand up and lead a dharmic life. You are not a burden to others. You are not destroying others. Stand up if others are rebellious, like Bangladesh, what is happening. We should stand up. You are not a doormat. Let others come. Okay, whatever they were. In the Mughals, many invaders came, invaded Bharata. We were only chanting, Jai Shri Krishna, Shri Krishna, Krishna will come and protect us. That is not the message of that one. When invaders came, we should have a courage to roll up our sleeves and stand up. Stand up. That is the message of India, that in the earlier also, we were thinking only Krishna will protect. You had to do your job. That is what Sri Krishna is talking about. Ahimsa kshanti arjavam. Kshanti arjavam. If kshanti, if somebody insults, not to grieve. Arjavam, straightforward living. In the 14th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vritti sadho gacchanti tamasaham. The sattvic quality, develop the sattvic quality, you go up in your life. And if you are only self mode, what is for me, no progress. If you have a tamasic guna, you will go down in your life. Sri Krishna talks about acquire the positive qualities, noble qualities. You will go up in your life and you will become a source of inspiration for others. And in the 15th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti urdhvamulam madashakam ashvattam prahuravyayam chandansi yasya parnani yastam vedasa vedavitam. Urdhamula, always connect to the higher possibilities. Always get nourishment from inspired people. Get nourishment. Connect to one who is inspired. Get nourishment from others. Get nourished from others. Always connect with the good things, good positive people. Get nourishment from a higher source, not watching the TV serial and the news, only negative news. And we feel very depressed seeing that one. Always get enrich yourself, enrich your mind with positive thoughts. In the 16th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about the 26 qualities of the divine wealth, inexhaustible wealth. Other wealth in the pocket will deplete over the time, but inexhaustible wealth, Sri Krishna talks about. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vivasthitihim danam damascha yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Abhayam, fearless. Be fearless in your life. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi, good thinking, enriched thinking, jnana, acquire the knowledge, jnana yoga vivasthitihim danam, be magnanimous. Like in pranayama, apane juhvati pranam, you are inhaling and exhaling. If I say I want to only inhale, I don't want to give out, you can't survive. What? The things are coming to you, you dispense it off. Dhana means nothing is yours. Everything in the Ishavasi Upanishad talks about Ishavasi idam sarvam yatkincham jagatyam jagat. Everything belongs to him. It was there before my time. It will be there after my time also. For the time being, I am holding on. It says, whatever he has given, let the river of Ganga flow through you. Become an instrument. It is coming from him. be magnanimous in your life. Dhanam dhamascha. Have the control over your senses. Always swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Swadhyaya, reflection, study of the scriptures. In the 17th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayate swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vangmayam tapa uchyate amanitvam, amanitva, not to run after your name. And in the 17th chapter, anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayate swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva anudvega karam vakyam. You are talking not a rough talk, it will unsettle others. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyam hitam. Talk the truth. Satyam priyam, priya means what is pleasing, and hitam, not only pleasing, it should bring good to them also. Sometimes telling the bitter truth also is required, which will bring for children, if they are on a wrong track, you have to be harsh. It is a bitter one, but it is a satya, and it will become hita for them. It should say not only a lip service, not a sweet talk. It should bring good to them. In the 18th chapter, Sri Krishna talks about yajnadana tapak karma natyajyam karyam evatatam yajnodanam tapaschaiva pavana nimanishina. Yajna, dana and tapas, everyone must do. Being born as a human, everyone must do. These three purifies even the great saints also. Yajna, every day deva pujana, surrender, doing the prayer. Yajna, that charity work, you have to give the charity. Why you give the charity? Purify yourself. No one has become poor by giving. For example, this the yoga summit to organize this hall, it costed 28 lakh rupees, just the rent. So we should not think that let them do. You should contribute whatever you can, so that it's an inspiration for the organizers to organize such events more every year. If you can, please contribute to the organizers, talk to Yogi Devraji or our Ravi ji or other volunteers, how you can contribute to offset their expenses too far exceeded the income. How you can reduce, see every one of you, see whether how you can support this event, a sustainable events moving forward also. Yajna, dana and tapa. Tapa means enduring the hardship in your life. Now, doing that one, it purifies you. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vrajam aham tva sarvapapebhyo moksha ishyami ma shuchaham. Gita Jayanti, Mokshada Ekadashi, it is Mokshada Gita Jayanti. Sri Krishna takes about Moksha Ishyami. I will give you the Moksha, Mashuchaha. Mashuchaha, not to cry. You have not come here to cry, whinge and cry. Mashuchaha, don't cry. In the beginning, Sri Krishna talks about Ashochya Nanva Shochastvam Prajna Vadanscha Bhashase. Message of Bhagavad Gita, always have a smile on your face. In the beginning he says not to cry, in the end he says not to cry. Not to cry, not to cry, surrender to him, do your best, celebrate your life. And in the last sloka, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanardharam Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti Dhruva Netir Matir Mama. Yatra, where there is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, where are the Arjuna like us, having very lot of interest in Bhagavan, understanding Bhagavan's message, when these two are there, Tatra, for there, Shri, there is a abundance around that person, there is a victory, there is a glory, good policy around that person. Every one of us, we are the ultimately, every one of us, we are, we want four. One is prosperity, we want the prosperity, we want the victory, success in life, we need the good name in the society, and firm policy, the friends, people should be able to listen to us. Our words should have a bearing. These are the, everyone is craving for that one. Going through Bhagavad Gita, everyone will get this one. This is the concluding message of this one. And this is the Bhagavan Sri Krishna's message. It's a universal message for, not only for Krishna devotees, everyone across the world. It is a Vasudeva Kutumbakam, Bhagavan's message. World, he has kept whole world as a vision. It's a message for whole world, Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Message of Bhagavan Sri Krishna is for the whole world is one family. One family, how to realize that one, Bhagavad Gita is talking about Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanuramardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum.